Bhakta Kevin, subject, cow protection and veganism in ISKCON. Should devotees refrain from taking milk from commercial dairy cows that are destined to go to the slaughterhouse if there's no milk available from ISKCON protected cows? In other words, should they be vegan or vegan, thus removing the risk of being connected with the slaughter of cows? You know what that means? Vegan means someone who doesn't take any animal products, including dairy. This is a hot topic in ISKCON right now, and I was inspired to ask you this question after hearing a lecture you gave in Mumbai entitled ISKCON's Forgotten Mission. I'm engaged in the Goshala at Bhaktivedanta Manor, UK, and I'm a brahmachari in the ashram. Good, Jai. Good that you're serving the cows and are a brahmachari in the ashram. Should devotees refrain from taking milk from commercial dairy cows that are destined to go to the slaughterhouse if there is no milk available from ISKCON-protected cows? Well, apart from ISKCON-protected cows, at least here in India, there are protected cows from Jains, they, for instance, and others keep goshalas in which they don't sell off the cows when they become old. Anyone who sells the cows at any point means then they've lost control on them and they're likely to go for slaughter. Vegan, well, should they be vegan if they can't get milk? Well, when you go to an ISKCON center, you should be able to get milk, at least in the West. Probably in the West, ISKCON is the only society that claims to protect cows. I don't know if there are Jain goshalas. I don't think so. I never heard of in America or England. There's one in Burma, I know, when I was there. So probably in Nepal there may be some goshalas. So mostly in India, and difficult to get there in India also. Well, I would say this on an individual basis. Actually, our movement should have by now, after all these years, promoted farm communities and had plenty of milk available from protected cows, but it's a neglected mission. So individual devotees may, as they wish, take or refrain from taking milk unless it's from protected cows, which for many devotees might mean that they never take milk or milk products. However, Srila Prabhupada also writes that milk is required. Milk means cow's milk. Generally when stated milk in Shastra, that generally refers to cow's milk, not buffalo's milk, or there's a lot of buffalo milk available in India, or mixed buffalo and cow milk. And there's also goat's milk, donkey's milk, camel's milk, horse's milk, pig's milk, human milk, whale milk. I never heard of anyone milking a whale. But milk means cow's milk. So that is required, Srila Prabhupada said, to make the fine brain tissues which are required for understanding God. And Srila Prabhupada stressed that milk drinking is important for devotees. And even though he was told that the milk in the West, in America, by law, that milk could not be sold without having fish oil in it. Srila Prabhupada said that anyway devotees should take it and offer it. Although that was generally supposed to be true, but one devotee made some investigation and they said no. They asked the commercial dairy, said no, we don't put fish oil in it because it would smell horrible and no one would like to take it. The thing is, the milk is supposed to have, it's supposed to be vitamin D enriched, so they get their vitamin D from some other source. But the point I'm making is that Srila Prabhupada said that we should go on taking milk. So, yeah, we should do. I'm not taking. After reading a book by Sahadev Prabhu, I decided I'm only going to take milk from protected cows, which in India, a lot of the time, in many places, you can do that.